Nolte, Failing CNN Cancels Charles Barkley and Gayle King's King Charles. By John Nolte on April 15, 2024. The geniuses who run CNN, a far-left propaganda outlet that meddles in elections, spreads conspiracy theories, and encourages political violence, thought it had a surefire hit on its hands with King Charles, a weekly talk show co-hosted by Gayle King and Charles Barkley. King Charles lasted 6 months. New York Post. King Charles got the axe after just half a year on the air. The weekly call-in show, which aired at 10 p.m. Eastern Time on Wednesday nights, failed to generate more viewers than reruns of the sitcom Friends and episodes of South Park. Since debuting in November, King Charles' viewership fell 20%. The first airing was watched by 500,000 total viewers and 139,000 in the advertiser-coveted 25-54 age demographic, according to Nielsen. According to Nielsen, it was the lowest-rated primetime weeknight series debut for CNN in at least a decade. Near the end, per the Post, King Charles couldn't even attract 100,000 demo viewers. Back in December, Breitbart News reported that King Charles was already flopping, and then I forgot all about it. In the history of dumb ideas, this is the Edsel of cable news ideas. First, airing a cable news program only on Wednesdays? How are you supposed to build an audience that way? Then there's the fact that no one watches Gayle King on CBS in the mornings, so would anyone watch her on CNN? What's so glorious about this story is CNN's obvious desperation in making such a terrible and high-profile programming decision. The disgraced outlet is slowly drowning into increasing irrelevance, and thinking a Gayle King can save you on Wednesday nights at 10 p.m. is pure flail and fail. Throughout the first quarter of this year, CNN averaged only 594,000 primetime viewers and 467,000 total day viewers. In primetime, MSNBC nearly doubles CNN. Fox News nearly quadruples the hate outlet. Why doesn't CNN hire someone people might actually want to watch? That's easy. The far-left agenda comes first. We'll see the Dylan Mulvaney show on CNN before Joe Rogan tonight. The rigged cable TV game, where failed networks make billions regardless of viewership, has allowed a disgraced CNN to muster on despite its near-zero viewership and all of this. Russia collusion hoax. Hands up, don't shoot hoax. Jussie Smollett hoax. Covington KK kids hoax. Very fine people hoax. 7-hour gap hoax. Russian bounties hoax. Trump trashes troops hoax. Policemen killed at mostly peaceful January 6th protest hoax. Rittenhouse hoax. Eating while black hoax. Border agents whipping illegals hoax. NASCAR news hoax. The Georgia Jim Crow 2.0 hoax. Trump assaulted Secret Service agents and grabbed steering wheel of beast hoax. MAGA assaulted Paul Pelosi hoax. COVID lab leak theory is racist hoax. Hunter Biden's laptop is Russian disinformation hoax. Joe Biden will never ban gas stoves hoax. COVID deaths are overcounted as a conspiracy theory hoax. Mass graves of native children in Canada hoax. The Trump killed all the fish hoax. Trump told people to drink bleach hoax. Hamas hospital hoax. If re-elected, Trump will execute people hoax. The Alpha Bank hoax. Libs of TikTok murdered non-binary teen hoax. The Aaron Rodgers Sandy Hook truther hoax. The bloodbath hoax. But with cable TV drying up and people moving to streaming, where merit once again matters, those days are about over. CNN has maybe a decade left, but even so, its influence on public opinion is nearly gone, and the outlet has not broken a consequential story in years, at least one that didn't turn out to be a hoax. Gayle King and Charles Barkley. Man alive. Borrowed Time is winning 5-star raves from everyday readers. You can read an excerpt here and an in-depth review here. Also available on Kindle and audiobook.